Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
I vomited last night.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
I literally vomited. I threw up.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into The Happy Hour. One final time on a Tuesday, Nick Sainert, Rico, Eric Strickland, Austin Orman with you. What's up, gentlemen?
You know, it's just kind of weird having someone to my left. I kind of like being around, being able to see everyone. I actually have to turn my head now.
I know. I don't like it. Stricky didn't want to sit by
me. Nothing about, like, I love being close to my partner. I appreciate him. But, like,
Nicky doesn't like Stricky.
One way.
Stricky didn't want to sit
Nicky
by me.
Nicky doesn't like Stricky.
You guys want to see something cool?
Hold on. And I'm petty walk.
Let's see if I got this. Look at how far everybody is away from me if you're on the Sartor Hamann Jewelers live video stream. Like, it's so far that you can't even see Strick on the camera. Like, hold on. Wait a second. You guys will see it here in a second. And there it is. Look at that.
Strick's
you guys are
on the,
so far
that.
Away
Strick,
from me right
Strick's
now.
Not even on the camera.
Like, hi. Wave to the little camera. Like, hi, everybody.
I love being on the camera.
Just all my friends are over there. All right. Have fun, boys. I'll leave you guys on the camera. I'm not special.
No, that's not true at all, Rico. Anyway, how's the day, gents?
It's going. We're rolling.
You got your ticket jersey on.
And I paid, so I don't get tickets.
Feed the meter.
We feed the meter, boy. When you come down, boy, make sure you feed the meter.
I know. I was tricky. I was telling them yesterday, university parking, it's $40 for a ticket. You get a ticket day. It's a $40 ticket day.
When I was in college.
A what?
Oh, my.
A ticket day.
When I was in college, it was a bad look. Yeah. I went to the pound a few times.
Oh, okay.
Not pound town, but.
Stop. Why?
Trick.
I went to the pound to get my car.
Yes. Here.
You are just a step too far.
Yeah.
Every time.
Stricky, I was telling Rico at the start of the show, I went down for the press conferences today.
Yeah.
And university parking had not one, not two, but three parking enforcement officers working the same lot.
Getting them.
Oh.
There was not a car missed.
Oh, they were stinging them.
They're triple checking their work.
There was not a car missed.
I think they monitor. I think they monitor all activities down there. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, today's the day.
100%. 100%.
Our budget's going up.
School is back in session.
Oh, man. The freshmen don't know yet.
It's parking time.
Yeah.
Parking.
It's parking ticket time. Mm-hmm. Ticket day time. Anyway.
We might have found another name.
Dang.
We're working on some good stuff, man. Content for you guys. So, Nick, man, we you know, just know that Stricky and we love you, man. You're a great
guy. I'm not leaving.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I'm not leaving.
You're a great dude.
I mean, appreciate that,
even though I'm sitting over here today,
yeah,
I still got love.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Stricky.
I'm not petty wop all the time. I'm just petty wop today.
Okay. There you go. Anyway,
what is
happening? Thunder on the text line says Nick is just in an absolutely awful mood today. I feel great today.
Nick, how dare you?
I'm okay today.
I don't know.
We had delicious lunch provided by our friends at Tipsy Tina's,
right down
8th,
the way.
8th and Q in the Haymarket.
Delicious.
Shout out to them.
Mm.
Quality as always.
Yeah, 100%. Little carnitas, log carnita action.
Love it.
It was delicious.
Big fan.
So appreciate the friends over at Tipsy Tina's Taco Cantina.
As hot as Hades outside.
Very, very.
I'm trying to convince them to bring us breakfast tacos.
Okay.
That's
how's that working? For
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
So far, so far,
it's not working.
They said that they would think about it. That's okay. All.
That's,
oh. It.
That's a very polite way to say it's not going to happen, but we don't want to crush Rico's dream. Yeah. So we'll do it in a very quiet way by just never bringing them instead of straight up telling him no and crushing him in the moment, which might actually be better.
Probably. Don't get my hopes up.
Yeah, I mean,
in the words of Ron Swanson, I like telling them no. It dampens their enthusiasm.
Exactly.
So we'll just tell Rico no.
One thing I'll say, Nikki, is we, during football season, we got a little taste of just hanging out front. You know, we got a couple weeks. We got in maybe three. We're going to actually get to do it in the beginning of the season when the weather is absolutely lovely. Because I got to admit, there were some cold days that we were out there.
Yeah, we were.
But now it's going to be beautiful. It's
Tricky, beautiful. Do you remember when we rode the pedal cab down to the stadium together?
We did. That was hot, bro. Yo, we hooked. Okay. Yo,
we rode the pedal cab down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to get there. We needed to get there.
It was a little slow. That was the Michigan game.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
it went south real quick. We walked out real quick.
Yeah, we walked back.
Hey, you didn't need that pedal car. You could have got there at any time and you wouldn't have missed a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right from the start.
It was a good time though. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be in the space on Saturday. UTEP's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to obviously the starting lineups, right? I'm intrigued by who they put out there at running back. Like, who do they announce as the starter? Even Marcus Satterfield said today that I'd rather have one or two and not four, but that's the kind of cards that they're dealt with right now. I think so much of that, you can put some of that accountability piece on EJ Barthel and on Marcus Satterfield, which I told Austin before the show, EJ Barthel might be the least talked about assistant on this staff. Like, we just don't mention his name a whole lot.
Well, we talk about his room a lot, but we don't bring up, it's kind of his job to get these guys right.
Exactly. And it's not. We don't. That's what I meant. And so he's one of the least talked about assistants, but has one of the biggest questions to answer this fall.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's one of them.
The biggest.
But here's the crazy thing about it is, based on what we have in the running back room, different styles, different, you know, ways in which they run. When you see a specific running back, I think you can kind of anticipate kind of the style of running game you're going to see.
Sure.
Right? That's why I'm saying it's an intriguing thing to not know. And maybe that's the same way in which they're trying to approach it. Instead of doing it in the quarterback room, maybe they're doing it in the running back room because it's a different style of run.
Well, I feel like you have those guys who they're different enough where they do all of the things that you need a running back to do well enough where it wouldn't automatically, if Dante Daddell gets in the game, you wouldn't automatically say, oh, it's a power run. Or if Emmett Johnson's in the game, you just automatically assume, oh, it's a pass. Like they do all of those things well enough where they'd be able to cover for that. And yeah, you're right. We don't talk about EJ Barthel enough and the job that he needs to do in that running back room, because just as we talked about Matt Rhule sounding a little perturbed with the running back question and having three oars next to all four of his running backs, it was kind of the same with Satterfield when he was saying, you know, I'd rather not have four, I'd rather have two. I guess should have heard Austin in the room when he said that. Austin was hyped when he said that.
I was.
But true. Instead of having four, just having two running backs throughout the season and having those other guys as depth pieces, it does sound like the head coach and the offensive coordinator both want that running back room sorted out at some point sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things. Biggest question, I think running back is the spot.
In terms of position groups, there are lots of big questions, right? Is Nebraska able to go 2 for 2 on transfer receivers? Is the defense as good, if not better, than last year? Is it complacent? Is quarterback improved? Left tackle, I think, is a question right now as well. So I think on the offense, it's running back and left tackle. And on the defense, it's secondary depth. Who else gets hurt and who steps up?
How much better has Corcoran got? That's what that's the question for me. Like, I've seen some whiffs and I've seen some goods and some bads and is he more steady this year? I mean, so yeah, those are questions there I'd have too.
Yeah. There's a lot to get to over the course of the next couple of days. I definitely want to get to, we're going to get out of here pretty quickly here, cause I know you guys got a loaded show coming up, throughout the next 2 hours or so. I'll be hanging out for one of the segments later in the show. But I wanted to get to, so just to remind people, the salaries for a couple of the assistant coaches, since we did bring up EJ Barthel, he's at $285,000, same as Garrett McGuire, same as Rob Dvoracek as well. You have Donovan Raiola is in the last year of his deal. So there's that piece of it too. Donovan Raiola in the last year at $500,000 for him. Special teams coordinator Ed Foley is making $550,000. Glenn Thomas is making $800,000. Marcus Satterfield's at $1.4 million. And D coordinator Tony White is at 1.6. So I mean some steeper values there, but like not necessarily at the bottom, but on the lower end of it all, at 285,000, it's Barthel, McGuire, and Dvoracek, three of the younger guys on that coaching staff.
If Dvoracek does a good job and the linebackers are ready to go this year, I think he gets a pay bump because he was on that CBS 30 under 30 list earlier in the offseason. I think that he's a guy that Matt Rhule is trying to prepare to be a defensive coordinator someday. Mm-hmm. But the other two guys are why you can afford to pay, you know, like a John Butler, what you're paying him, a Tony White, what you're paying him. It's just like, you know, a football roster, right? You pay guys at the top a lot, the guys at the little, obviously less, and then you make it work in the middle from there.
My question is with McGuire, are you going to get bang for your buck? Because at the position, mm-hmm. what if they go nuts? Is he going to require a little bump? I think he's still young enough to me, the best example I would give it is like an NFL rookie contract mm-hmm. where you can maximize, if you can maximize a position, you've got a few years there to where you can build that. If you can show me you can build it, it's like a show and prove type of thing. If you can show me you can build it, then boom, we'll bump you up after you complete your,
of course.
You know what I mean? That's what it looks like to me.
I mean, but then it's also, you know, what is the baseline? Like what is that mark that he has to achieve or his room has to achieve for him to qualify for that? Right. Yeah. Is it 1,000-yard receiver or is it somebody with, you know, 430 catches? Like, or what is that? Because Nebraska's wide receiver room, specifically sticking to that room, with that there, I mean, there's a lot of potential there, but there's a lot of bodies. And there's a lot of guys that I think could share passes, right? Specifically Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nayor. I think those are the two main guys in that room.
I don't think this is going to happen, but let's just play a hypothetical here. Ohio State goes 9-3. Ryan Day's gone.
Done.
Brian Hartline in play for Nebraska? Could they pay him enough? Is he an NFL guy after Ohio State?
I think Brian Hartline is Ohio State's next guy.
But see, I was looking that up too. And the reason I bring that up is because Chip associate Kelly. Head coach Larry Johnson, assistant head coach Tim Walton, Jim Knowles, Chip Kelly. I agree with you. It feels like Hartline should be the next guy up, but he doesn't even have that title. He's co-OC and wide receivers coach. I don't know if he's a guy that is built to be a head coach, like, just because we haven't seen, right? Maybe he could be. Yeah. But I wonder if he's one of those guys that's just going to be a widely respected receivers coach and maybe get a couple cracks at OC in his career, but he's just going to hone in on wide receivers.
I view him a lot, and this is a name for, I mean, Husker fans, I suppose. I view him as the Dante Williams. I also view him as this might be a little more of a niche name, Tosh Lapoy from Alabama. Then he went to Oregon. Then he spent some time with the Cleveland Browns. Just a very, very dialed in recruiter. And then just a good position coach, fine position coach.
Yeah.
Brian Hartline obviously has the pedigree to be a good position coach because of him, his playing career. But ultimately, man, Hartline on the recruiting trail is next to none.
Some, and that's why I don't think Nebraska would get him, but we know, would he be in play potentially?
Some guys just aren't built to be head coaches. Not saying that he's not,
or don't want to be, right?
Like, he's done so well at where he's at.
Well, he could be in that part of, I don't necessarily, I can get the pay bump without the title and I don't have to worry about dealing with the head coach responsibilities eventually.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just think about if Ryan Day gets fired in season, which again, I don't think is going to happen. I think Ohio State's really good. Would Ohio State risk losing him by elevating him to interim over the other guys and then going out and getting someone else? Or would they say, hey, wait your turn. We're going to give these guys, you know, they have the titles. Yeah. They've been here longer than you. We'll give them interim, but you're the guy we want.
Like, who is Ohio State's next guy?
I don't know.
Mm. I didn't realize they had so many guys on that staff with potential head coach, like, aspirations or past.
But my thing is, like, okay, so, like, the Larry Johnsons of the world or Chip Kelly's, like, do you really feel good about promoting those guys at Ohio State?
Jim Knowles, same way.
That's my thing. Mm-hmm. So do you really feel good about that? Or are we going to have that conversation of, as stupid as the conversation is in general about Ryan Day and how he's on the hot seat, it feels like they need like a Dan Lanning type. Like, they need a splash, an established guy.
My question, I want to throw in. Life hole?
A chance.
No.
Really?
I want to throw this in
not
here.
Not a chance?
No. And I love Lance.
I don't think Live Hole either.
Number one, I don't think Lance would take it.
Whittingham too old? Or is he in the wheelhouse?
No. Too old.
Bridge guy?
Who?
Whittingham bridge guy?
No. There's got to be somebody out there that's got the youth and the pedigree.
Like, here's a question. Are you able to take, like, is Elko the guy? Like, is that who it is?
I would take Leipold over Elko.
I would too, but Elko has the Texas A&M piece of it. With Ross Bjork.
Would he leave?
That's where my point is. I think Leipold does really, really good at the under-the-radar type of programs. Kansas is not now an under-the-radar type of program. Well,
it would be Leipold's jump from Washington to Alabama. Or, you know, like DeBoer did. I know, that's the thing. If Leipold went from Kansas to Ohio State.
Lincoln Riley?
Marcus Freeman.
No.
I mean,
no.
Hey, somebody just texted that in.
No. Lincoln Riley?
Marcus Freeman. Here's what I'll say.
Riley's going to be an OC the rest of his life.
He's like Cliff Kingsbury. You know, actually name brand.
They just haven't figured it out yet.
Name brand Cliff Kingsbury. Not great value.
Wait, Mike McCarthy.
No. I would say this. About Marcus Freeman real quick. First of all, I think Notre Dame beats Texas A&M this weekend.
Agreed.
I think they beat them.
Well, put it on Strix Picks.
I will. I'm dead serious. I think Notre Dame beats them, and I think they cover. Notre Dame's actually the underdog going in right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's that piece of it. Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman will never leave Notre Dame. He will never leave Notre Dame.
Never ever?
Just because he converted?
There's that.
No.
That man, he won't leave Notre Dame.
Okay.
Maybe unless it's for $20 million a year. Like if they get to that point of contracts,
they will.
Jeremy Lincoln throws out the Lane train.
There you go.
Mm.
But that's what I'm saying. You're going to need somebody established in a power conference, mostly the Big Ten or SEC. The whole conversation is so stupid. The guy is like 62-4. 62-3 in his career, and his three losses are the same team.
Ironically enough, 62-3 was the 2017 college game day score.
That is correct.
2016.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Anyway, 402-464-5685. What's coming up on the show today, gents?
We will hear from the coordinators here in the first segment. You and I will talk to Coach Christie, Jeff Christie, new Nebraska Wesleyan head baseball coach. Excited for that conversation coming up in 20 minutes. We'll play the shootout. I don't think Stricky's ready for this one. It's going to be a good one, but maybe we need to tap in and see if you can get Nick to stick around for shootout. Then Stricky and I looking at the depth chart yesterday. We wanted to talk a lot about the receivers, the way that shook out, and then the defensive back room and the depth.
All right. There you have it. All that and more coming up on the block with Strick and Austin. Make sure you stick around. I will talk to you guys at 2:30 with Austin and Strick as we talk to Jeff Christie. Rico and I on the happy hour. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Adios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.